Kaja Lele Chitaja.
Penina Peter's 7 grandchildren greet her as she returns home from her farm about half a kilometer away. The 4 girls and 3 boys range in age from 11 to 3 years old. The youngest tells her grandmom the others have not washed their hands with soap since morning. The children run towards Peter and try to take a small plastic bag she is holding, but Peter asks them to be patient and allow her to wash her hands positioned on a bucket positioned in the middle of the compound. Peter says she regularly washes her hands with soap several times a day to prevent COVID-19.
I wash my hands with clean water and soap in case I come back home from any visit to keep myself protected with my grandchildren.
Peter says health workers told residents an important way to prevent the spread of the pandemic is by washing hands with soap and water. She says whenever she comes back home from the market, farm or any public place and finds her grandchildren playing with other children, she immediately summons them and asks them to wash their hands with soap. Peter says she strives to follow COVID-19 preventive guidelines at all times, knowing that elderly people are more vulnerable to becoming infected and are much more likely to have a harder time recovering from the virus. Peter says she also avoids shaking hands with neighbors or friends that she meets in the market.
Whenever I go to public places, I do not greet anybody. And when I come back to my grandchildren, I make sure we wash our hands with soap and water before eating, especially if the children get involved in playing with others from the neighborhood.
Yambio farmer Sebit Aburukuyo says he too ensures that his family members frequently wash their hands and adhere to other preventive measures to avoid contracting the virus.
This thing called corona is dangerous. It needs us to protect ourselves and our family from it. I have my packet with clean water in it and soap. So anytime a visitor comes, they must wash their hands with it before entering the compound.
Sebit says he installed a hand washing facility in his compound where soap is readily available. He says he ensures his children and visitors who enter his compound always wash their hands before they sit down. Sebit heads to the local market every weekend to sell his farm produce to earn money for his family's needs. Aside from regularly hand washing, Sebit says he uses spirit or alcohol to sanitize his hands, especially after he has come into contact with people on his way to and from the market.
I just am talking corona there. Besides my face mask I put on to go to the market, I bought my liquid called spirit in a small quantity, which I use to sanitize my hands in case I greet people from the market.
Western Equatorial State confirmed its first coronavirus case in early June, a 20-year-old woman. The woman had a severe headache and a few days later tested positive for the virus. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Yambio.